The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now, online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Our good buddy Harley Carnes is on the line from New York. Morning. Talk to me about the cyber war with China.
You know, Steve, the US has been and is at war with China in cyberspace, also with North Korea and Iran and Russia and perhaps other major actors as well. The impact of this fighting is beginning to be felt now because the U.S. has gotten a little more serious about it. There are new rules clamping down on Chinese investment into American companies, particularly high-tech startups, and that has virtually shut off the spigot of money from China. It says something about the natural aversion to additional red tape, but it also may say an awful lot about these major state-connected Chinese investors' motivation for buying into American high-tech companies in the first place. Chinese investment in new U.S. tech firms has gone from about $3 billion a year to essentially zero overnight.
Wow. That certainly shows an impact.
The administration has told China that you know, it's historic demand that U.S. companies give up their IT secrets if they do business in China is unfair, it's wrong, and it won't fly any longer.
Virginia, take us there. There's a court ruling there related to free speech in social media.
This could be interesting, and it could be far-reaching, I think. A federal court in Virginia told a politician, who's the head of a county board of supervisors, that she violated a man's right of free speech when she removed his comments that were critical of her from her Facebook page. She argued, hey, the Facebook page is my private domain, and therefore she had the right to monitor what might be said there. The Court of Appeals said no. Social media page is intended and has been used as an interactive public forum, and therefore it's illegal for her to discriminate against a viewpoint she doesn't like. Now, the reason it could be far-reaching is because virtually all social media is an interactive public forum by definition, and it may even impact companies like Facebook that have moved conservative voices they don't like off and banned speech that they deem offensive by some.
That's a very open-ended problem. I think that will have an impact across the place. Stay in Virginia. Tell me about the prison strip search.
Yeah, syringes found in Florida. They were processing a guy into the county jail. Officers conducted a strip search, and yes, it did include a cavity search. Tucked into the only available cavity for 40-year-old Wesley Scott. Officials retrieved three hypodermic syringes, three of them.
Really?
The guy exclaimed, hey, those aren't mine.
They're not his.
He acknowledged their close proximity, given where they were found, but he said they weren't his. He found them on the street, put them there for safekeeping.
Oh, my God.
Now, no one has yet come forward to reclaim their lost property, I can tell you that much.
And I don't think anyone will. Thank you, Harley. I'll talk to you tomorrow, mate.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Harley Carnes.